Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. One area in AI in particular that has kind of got my attention that I think is really interesting is integrating. Of course, we're seeing a lot of like, ChatGPT integrated into software, different AI models integrated into software. But something that I think is really interesting is integrating AI into hardware and like physical devices. We're seeing this with, Humane is doing one where they have ChatGPT and some other AI models integrated in this little puck device that goes into your pocket and it has a projector and cameras and all this like really, high-techy stuff they want to replace a smartphone essentially with. We'll see if that's successful. But that's not obviously the only hardware device implementing AI. There's a ton of different applications, but I feel like they don't get a lot of coverage or attention because typically we're talking about X, Y, and Z new AI model could do this new amazing thing, which I think is really important and perhaps the bigger story. But I do think there's a lot of these smaller stories where it's like, okay, the software has been built, but now how is it getting integrated into things? How is it getting made really easily accessible and solving problems that customers had that weren't possible to solve before? So one of those stories that I want to talk about today is actually a bicycle that is integrating ChatGPT. And I know that sounds crazy, so bear with me. But today on the podcast, let's dive into what exactly is going on here. So a lot of this was recently unveiled. There's something called Eurobike 2023, a big bike conference. And Eurotopia talked about a really interesting innovation, which essentially is a Fusion e-bike equipped with ChatGPT. So essentially transforming the bike into a personal tour guide that talks back. So alongside integrated speakers, if you're riding this bicycle, you can actually tap into the AI's extensive knowledge base and ask questions about potential sightseeing locations, details, and scenic spots, and even, the history behind a monument, you can talk to it and ask about, which I think this is a really cool use case. I know some people might think like, oh, this is kind of gimmicky or whatever. Like, does it? Okay, here's the better question. The better question is, does this need to be built into the e-bike, or should this be an app on your phone that you're just listening to as you go to a location? So I do understand that, critique, but like if you think about this from the e-bike company, like they're already making an e-bike. It already is like an electric powered bike. They're doing some tech things in there. So like, why not find a cool way to integrate AI into this and to make it cool? If it was my e-bike company, I know I would be doing that. So I can't hate on it too much. But I did want to talk about a couple constraints that this model has because, inevitably this is going to be integrated into a lot of different tools in the same way. And so I think for the industry as a whole, some of the problems that they're having right now, just the fact that obviously ChatGPT has a language cutoff of September 2021. In any case, I've heard a bunch of people be like, oh, well, that doesn't really matter because they got the browsing. But now, they've killed the browsing. And even if they bring it back, I think the fact that, when you come out with a tool like, Bing Browsing as a plugin and then you remove it, you make a lot of people, nervous that that tool may be taken away in the future. And it's kind of, it's kind of scary for anyone to build on tools or build with the idea that, something might exist in the future when it doesn't, when they're not currently supporting it. So I think that is, one area that is tricky, specifically with this bike situation, right? They're not going to be able to offer insights into current events or traffic updates or, real-time weather conditions. You can't conversationally talk to it about any of that. So it definitely does have, it does have some limitations. And I think for, you know, this company in particular, they're kind of leaning more towards conversational companionship during a ride, or, you know, deep diving into a topic within its knowledge timeline, essentially. So I think, you know, there's more to the, you know, the Fusion than just its conversational AI. As the world's first ChatGPT integrated e-bike, you know, they boast a suite of quote unquote proprietary tech, including GPS navigation, anti-theft measures, safety features for riding, and data recording capabilities. So obviously, you know, this bike isn't just going to try to sell itself as we're a cool e-bike that integrates with ChatGPT. They're going to have a whole bunch of other features that they're going to try to integrate as well. Now, again, a lot of my, I guess, concerns for a company like this would just be around the fact that, like, should this be an application that you have on your phone while you're riding your bike? Like, do you need a bike that has GPS and ChatGPT built in, or would there just be a really good bike app business out there? I guarantee there's some there's some tour bike businesses that could perhaps even tap into ChatGPT or anything else that are just apps on your phone that check your GPS location. You don't need to integrate all of this tech into a bicycle. You know, the thing with a phone is that obviously you're upgrading this thing every few years, and so you're going to get the latest and greatest when it comes to GPS and everything else. But when you buy a bicycle, someone expects that thing to last for 10 plus years, and so the tech might seem pretty outdated pretty quick. I think that's another issue that a lot of this hardware integrating with AI will have to come to grips with. And perhaps the solution is to make, you know, more timeless hardware, or perhaps it's similar to the iPhone where you just got to keep upgrading and upgrading and upgrading. So I think either way you want to cut it, this is an issue that these types of companies are going to find. I do think that, you know, no doubt this is a very interesting space. This is something really interesting that people are building with. But, you know, companies do have to think about the fact that they have to think about the lifespan of their hardware. You know, for example, I used to be big into sailing. I've sailed from California all the way to the South Pacific. I visited most of the islands in the South Pacific. I sailed for a year. And on board our ship, we had a lot of different boat tech specifically. Right now, I can imagine a lot of ways that AI is going to start getting integrated into a lot of that boat tech. But of course, like, this wasn't hard built into the boat itself, right? Like, if you had to throw the boat away, like, if you couldn't remove these GPS systems and navigation systems and a radio and satellite systems from a boat and replace them with a better one, I think that, you know, obviously the boat would be, it would become pretty useless after a certain number of years. But of course, with a boat, you can keep upgrading all of these systems. I imagine most of them will have AI integrated into a lot of those systems. And boat owners are going to want to be upgrading all of their different systems to have, you know, better weather prediction and analysis with AI, which is a, you know, something interesting we talked about recently, and a lot of, you know, navigational things. But in any case, the problem with hardware, specifically this bike company we're talking about, is that ChatGPT is built into it. And a lot of these different AI, you know, tools or different things are going to be built into them. And so if they're not the latest and greatest in GPS, whatever, they become redundant to a point. I can see a future where that happens. So I think that's definitely something you want to look for. You want to think about when you're buying hardware. And I think that's the reason why you have to ask yourself the question, could this tool or feature built into my hardware be an application on my phone? Because you just know your phone's going to get updated, so it will get the latest and greatest and highest tech stuff that can help support that. But in any case, I think that this is a cool product. This is a cool space. And this is an important conversation to have now. And it'll be interesting to follow this company in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.